You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi, I'm Ab.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting.
Oh, you waved today.
Did you not wave?
No.
Oh my goodness.
I held my hands together to see what you would do out of the corner of my eye. And you were like, hi.
You're
like,
I still wave every
you're
time.
Like, Ken Oath, I get to take the wave.
Oh my goodness. No, well, usually if you wave, I still wave.
Oh, okay.
But today I didn't even realize I was going
you're
solo.
You're star of the show.
I'm flying solo. Love
do you want to try again and you can just go ham?
Okay, go.
Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting. You got a question?
Yes, I do. My question is, what's the best podcast in Australia? Really want to answer. Tell me, Abby.
Yeah. My answer to that is the AA meeting.
Correct answer.
I checked the charts today.
Yeah.
We're still thriving, but we could be doing better.
What was it?
We were 100 and something on overall podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then on comedy podcast, we were like 30 something.
That's still pretty good. Mm. I'm pretty excited about that.
Exactly. Me too. So keep sending in those ratings and reviews and
please
telling everyone you know about the AA meeting.
Absolutely. Guys, I've had a lot of caffeine today, so I'm not sure how this episode is going to go. It could either go really well, maybe I'll be extra fun, or maybe I'll crash halfway through and cry by the end.
Or maybe, you just have like an anxiety attack.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. That's the beauty of this podcast is you never know what you're going to get.
Exactly right,
Forrest Gump. You never know if it's I don't know. I was going to try and think of an analogy, but I couldn't. Do you want to take over?
With an analogy or just with...
Go.
Life is like a box of chocolates. That's what I thought. I
wanted to do something crazy.
Oh, our podcast is like the weather in Sydney. You never know what you're going to get.
That's true. Our maybe Melbourne is a bit more accurate.
Yeah. No, well, today, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Our podcast is like...
Our podcast is like a hype house vlog. A bit chaotic and you never know what you're going to get.
Oh, no, you know what you're going to get on that. It's always clickbait with Vinnie Hacker.
Yeah, no shirts is what you're going to get.
Yeah. Our podcast is like mixing all colours in one washing load.
You never know what you're going to get.
You never know if the white shirt's going to turn out pink, orange, blue.
You don't.
Yeah, or just stay normal.
Exactly.
Yeah, and with that being said.
Maybe we should.
But we should.
Sorry, I had nothing.
Neither. I was going to try and think of something anyway. Oh, God, this is going interesting.
You never know what you're going to get. Let's roll the intro.
Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.
Righty, Abby, so do you have any weekly updates, recaps, things?
Not really. It's same old, same old. You guys know what's going on, but we're not going to say it because we always say it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just one thing that I wanted to share with everyone. Because last week we shared a little tickety-tockety of... Our
nearest and dearest.
Yeah, little Gladdy. So I wanted to share another one that went viral on TikTok.
If you didn't watch last week, Gladdy Daddy is the premier of our state in Australia. So she like runs the show over here.
And this is her just being her, you know.
Gorgeous self.
Plain old, unapologetic, whatever the word is. Her. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are on too.
Yeah.
All right. Take me into your arms. Bring it home, Gladys. Nice. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars.
Oh, she stuffed that one up.
So into it.
Yeah. I'm thinking out
loud. Baby, we found love right where we are.
Wow. She's killing it. Oh, glad you missed her calling.
She should have gone on The Voice or something.
She should have. You know what? Is she a mum? Does she have kids?
I don't actually know. They never talk about it, so maybe not.
She screams mum, doesn't she? Like, even the dance moves she's doing in the box.
Does she have a husband? Someone put a ring on that.
No, she mustn't have kids because she doesn't have a partner because there was this big thing that went viral. Well, she does have a partner, apparently, but this big thing went viral a few weeks ago. She's dating...
Who?
He's a politician, too, I think. It was something like that.
Something exciting. But how good is that video? Apparently, yeah, she likes singing Dua Lipa as well.
Really?
Yeah.
God, the things I would do to see.
There's some funny memes. I'd love to see her sing, what's that big one? Physical.
Oh, my Let's goodness. Get
physical all night. Da-da-da-da. I feel like she'd kill it.
Oh, my gosh, bless her.
She should do something like that for the next press conference.
She should, yeah, she should sing one.
Yeah.
Surely she's getting sick of standing there every morning and going... Good morning. Imagine if she came out in spandex and a spandex.
Good morning. Mask. Good morning.
I would pay to see that.
Yeah, me too.
Everyone would tune in to the press conference then.
Yeah, maybe they would take it a bit more seriously.
Absolutely, I would.
Yeah,
bloody
me too.
Hell. I think I'd that's all
home.
I need.
To. I'd stay home if that was on the streets.
Oh dear.
Anyway, so yeah. What about you? How's your week?
Absolutely nothing to report, I don't think.
Do you find yourself, excuse me, sorry, I just turned into like an 80-year-old woman. Do you find yourself, it's Barbara from my walk. Actually, maybe I should share that. Ooh. So,
Barb's on the loose.
Yeah, Barbara's out and about. She's on the prowl for a Barbro.
Barbro.
So, in this hot girl lockdown, we've all been getting jacked.
Yeah, right? Getting hot girl fit.
We're getting bulk and stuff. Anyway, I was on a run and there's these like really big stairs that like I run up. Great story, Abby. And Barbara was walking down these stairs and she was struggling quite a bit. She was a very old lady. Anyway, I decided that I would like help her down the stairs. I didn't just grab her and throw her down the stairs. Like I like talked to her and helped her down the stairs and we had a fat chat anyway. And then I continued my run and then when I lapped past her like 10 minutes later, I was running and I go, oh, hi, Barbara, and like wave and smile. And she like is looking at me and she goes, who are you? So I think Barbara had dementia and she was wandering because
it
was
worried about Barbara.
It was a nice day yesterday and she was like, oh, it's just such a lovely day outside. I thought I'd go for a walk. And I was like, oh, okay. And then, so.
If you live in our local area and you're missing a Barbara, come find us. She was last seen
she was
roaming
classic,
the streets.
Classic old lady wearing like the black trousers. She had a red cardigan with like a floral flowy top on. She had glasses. She had a big fluffy white hair. Like,
oh, bless her. Well, yeah, okay, I hope she's okay. If you're missing your Barbara, let us know. We might be able to give you some more information.
I have no idea where she's gone. I can't help them.
Well, me neither.
Imagine I go out for a run at the Sava like tomorrow or something and she's still walking the streets.
Oh, bless
she's
her.
Like joined a gang. She's like, I'm for the streets.
Well, also this week, the Olympics are still going.
Yes.
They continue on. They soldier on over in Tokyo.
Yes.
And we've talked about the Olympics a lot. It's all very exciting. We're very proud of you all. Congratulations. But it got me thinking about things that we do in our day-to-day life, things that feel like an Olympic sport, but they're not.
Yeah.
Like they're not at the Olympics, but you do things and you go, God, that was hard. That should be an Olympic sport.
Yeah, like you should train for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What have you got?
My first one is trying to put the doona cover on the doona. I break a solid sweat every time I do that.
True. Just making a bed in general, like the fitted sheets, that's a problem.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
And when they pop off one side because you're trying to get the other one on, it's not for me. It's really not.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
What's your first one, Abby?
Mine is taking the bins out at nighttime.
Yeah, the night before bin morning.
Yeah.
And you've forgotten and everyone else in the street has theirs out.
Yeah, the stress and also it's dark time, so that's when the scary people are out.
Agreed.
Yeah.
My next one is when you're making yourself a cheeky midnight snack and you're trying to, you know, when like the microwave's counting down and you want to open it right before the beep so you don't wake up your housemates.
Mm-hmm.
That should be an Olympic sport.
True. Timing that.
Yeah.
I got another one.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the washing off the line when it's raining.
That was mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When it first starts to rain.
Yeah.
But when you've still got a chance to get.
Yeah. You're like, I could do this super speed and save all of eternity.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good one.
I could save the world, or you know, you just give up.
Yeah, that's so, a good one.
Yeah,
when you go grocery shopping and you have multiple bags in your car and you don't want to do more than one trip, so you're trying to carry all 12 grocery bags to the front door so you don't have to go back to
your
car.
You've got one grocery bag on each finger.
Yeah.
And your fingers like
yeah,
like the claw. Oh gosh, you know what, I saw this thing and they were like, put it in a washing basket or something.
That's genius.
Yeah.
What the heck? Who thinks of this stuff?
I don't know.
That is really smart. No, but see, you'd still have to do two trips because you'd have to come inside, get your washing basket, go back outside. You might as well have done two trips if that's all you need.
Right. You might as well have broken your phalanges.
Yes.
True.
Do you have any more?
Yeah. Drinking.
Yeah.
I feel like that would just be a really great sport, or it should be added to the sports.
Yeah.
Like they should have two different categories of each sport, like okay, the sober category, the drinking category.
Oh my God, I would watch that.
Or maybe a third one, the like doping ones.
Yeah.
And see how far like humans really can push it.
That's a good one. I was going to say, speaking of drinking at the Olympics, beer pong should be an Olympic sport. Should it not?
Yeah, it should.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oops, it's like ping pong.
Yeah.
But without the bats.
I think it's discriminatory to not have, to have ping pong but not have beer pong.
Well, then maybe they should just have a whole drinking games Olympics in itself.
That would be amazing.
And they can play like King's Cup.
Yeah.
They can play Park the Bus. They yeah, can do all that kind of stuff.
Shotgun relay.
Yep.
Yeah.
They could do an obstacle course.
Yeah. Well, now we're just talking about our Piss Olympics.
Exactly. Maybe we host
the Olympics.
The Olympics. Well, we did, but like we host it like internationally.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any more?
Nah.
I don't think I do either. Speaking of the Olympics, Abby.
Okay.
This episode is in partnership with Manscaped. And lucky for you guys, we have a special code on offer today.
Oh, it's a special code, Amy.
It is AA Meeting, all in capitals, for 20% off and free shipping.
Roar! That sounds amazing.
At www.manscaped.com.
Yeah.
So we mentioned a few weeks ago that Manscaped's actually come out with a whole new set of products.
Guys, Lawnmower 4.0.
The 4.0.
Nickname, the Batmobile.
We thought the 3.0 was Liddy. This is...
You're getting a live demonstration of shaving my mo.
I don't think you can use on your face. Yeah, okay. So Abby's demonstrated the Lawnmower 4.0. So I guess we'll talk about that first. Is it smooth?
Really smooth.
That's lovely.
Just the left side. I didn't do the right.
Oh, okay. So it's like a comparison.
Yeah. So have a look. We'll do a zoom. Left side, no peach fuzz. Right side, hella peach fuzz.
Yeah, so the Olympics are going on at the moment.
Yeah.
You can bet those Olympians are silky smooth down there.
Yeah. You've got to be.
You've got to be.
You've got to be. You're in your prime.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And if you want to be silky smooth like the Olympians, there's only one way to achieve that.
Yeah.
That is with...
shaving your balls.
But with what?
With Manscaped.
Thank you. Okay, so yeah, there's the Lawnmower 4.0.
Yes. Which features a ceramic blade.
Uh-huh, thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology.
Yes, it also features an LED light, which you can now turn off and on.
Exactly right.
It also features waterproof technology.
Waterproof technology.
You can use that in the shower.
Exactly. And what sets it apart from the 3.0 is that it now comes with a safety on-off
travel lock.
So when you're traveling, you're not going to cut all your other crap to pieces in your bag.
Exactly.
Which is what we want, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Crap in pieces in bags.
Exactly.
So if you want to purchase the Performance Package 4.0, like all the Olympians do.
Obviously. What comes in that?
It comes with the ball deodorant and the ball toner. So the Crop Reviver and the Crop Preserver.
And it smells luxe. If I'm a... That's a sexy man. Isn't it? Give it a whiff. Maybe I'll use it
smells
on
like
my
balls. Smells like a sexy Olympi man.
Olympi man.
Yeah. And this perfect package comes with a toiletries bag.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a newspaper for the hair trimmings, clippings.
Catching
pubes.
Yeah, good. There's another special gift that it comes with.
What is it?
A pair of high performance boxer briefs, which Abby is wearing at the moment, and she's going to give us a little that is beautiful. All right, off she goes. Unce, unce, unce. They are suave. She's never looked so good in these boxer briefs. That is pretty. So nice. Okay, so if you want to look as good as Abby in a pair of boxers, because it is hot girl lockdown / hot boy lockdown, you know where to go. There's a heap of other things on their site, though. If you're not keen on the Performance Package 4.0, I'm not sure why you wouldn't be, but hey, here we are. Everyone's got their own zhuzh. There's also the Shears 2.0.
Yeah.
Which I have in my hand right now.
I love the Shears.
This is luxe.
This is good.
Okay, so for those of you listening, it's a little travel kit situation. Mm-hmm. It comes with tweezers, nail clippers, grooming scissors, thank you, and a file. A nail file,
and it comes in this handy dandy magnetic case.
Listen to this, ready?
Wow. Snap it, pop it, lock it,
polka dot it. Yeah. Hannah Montana would be proud.
She would use these. This is for everyone. Manscaped is for everyone, not just boys, not just girls, like it's for everyone. I'm going to be buying these shears for everyone that I know. Yeah. For presents. And, like, it's such a good idea because you never know when you need to pluck a pube.
Mm-hmm.
Or pluck a nose hair. You've or something. You know?
You really do.
So, yeah, please get onto it.
Mm-hmm.
Great quality stuff.
Yep. And one more time for the listeners, what's the special code, Abby?
The code is AAMeeting, all in capitals, at www.manscaped.com.
Uh-huh. That's the golden ticket. 20% off and free shipping.
Yeah.
Thank us later.
Roar.
Roar.
What was that? It was a tiger. Oh my gosh, there's a tiger on the set.
Well, it could have been any kind of cat, that roar.
Roar.
It could have been a dinosaur. I don't know.
So that was my introduction. No. So this week we are playing an animal sound game
time,
roar time. So it's pretty self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be let's do it in like a speed round.
I think that's a good
we're
idea.
We're going to be I'll say to Amy a bunch of animals, like I will name the animal and she will make the sound effect.
Mm-hmm.
Or talk like the animal will talk, and yeah, we'll go from there, see mm-hmm. what happens.
Ave Maria.
What kind of animal is that?
An angel.
Okay. I hope I explained that well. Anyway, they're going to listen and learn.
You'll understand.
Okay, cool. So let's do a timer, I reckon.
Okay.
Let's do 30 seconds on the clock.
All right.
And we can see how many animals Amy can become in 30 seconds.
I'm excited.
Okay. So, your time. Oh, also, I forgot to say that if you don't know it or you can't do it, just go for it. But if you really can't, then you can say pass or something. Okay. We'll move on. And then at the end, we can play the animal sounds.
Okay.
That we didn't know. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, ready,
mm-hmm.
set, go. Alligator. Dolphin.
No, that's a seal.
Elephant. Frog.
Ribbit, ribbit.
Bunny. Sheep. Multiple sheep. Horse.
Nay.
And there we go.
That was not enough time for me to think. What sound does an alligator make? An alligator roars.
Bullshit.
Does it really?
That's what it says. I'm going to Google an alligator roar.
Roar. Maybe it does.
Alligator.
Maybe it does.
Maybe it sounds like Batman.
Roar. I'm trying to think like when YouTube? I've been to like Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary. But well, they're usually pretty tame.
Crocodiles, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
But they would be pretty similar. That's not
a... See, I feel like I've heard that before. Like, I think... That happened at the zoo.
Why does it sound like a fart in a toilet bowl?
That's exactly what I was thinking. It gives me toilet vibes. I mean, I was
potty vibes.
Potty vibes.
Low.
What other ones did I rabbit. Do badly? All of them. Rabbit. Oh, correct. There's like a little squeaky sound.
Yeah, like a little guinea pig thing.
Yeah, right, right.
I think the rest were somewhat accurate.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of nailed the horse, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
All right.
You did the singular bar good.
Yeah. That got louder for multiple treats.
No, you went, ah!
All right. I think I'm going to try and start easy and get harder.
Okay.
Here we go. Your timer starts in 3, 2, dog.
Woof.
Cat.
Meow.
Guinea pig. Snake. Platypus. That's very, very nice. Penguin. Donkey.
Hey-oh.
Goat. Flamingo.
What?
And that's your timer. Oh, very nice.
Can we do another round each?
Yeah, okay.
What does a flamingo make?
I have no idea. I wouldn't have a clue. Let me do it. Flamingo noise.
And I was so confused when we started because you went 3, 2,
dog.
And then that's why I stopped because I was like, did she mean to say that? And then I was like, that's the animal.
Apologies.
That's right.
It's kind of like a duck, a goose. Or a duck, yeah. There you go.
Oh.
All right. We're going to do one more round each because we were just warming up.
Yeah, agreed.
Were there any more that you needed to... What sound does a platypus make?
All I know is Perry. I can't do it. I tried to do it.
Yeah, it's like a...
It's like a gurgle thing in the voice box. Okay, ready? 3, 2, woof.
Ooh!
Emu.
Oh, no idea.
Owl.
Hoot, hoot. That's bad.
Fish. Whale. Giraffe. It's like a fart. Lion.
Roar.
Hippo.
Roar. Don't they roar too? Roar.
Roar. And that is your time.
Oh, that's tough, guys. That's tough.
I wonder what sound an emu makes.
Yeah.
What else were you unsure about?
Mostly all of them.
This is the sound of an emu.
Kind of like a platypus.
Yeah.
Strange.
I don't know.
All right, last round. Abby, are you ready?
Yeah.
I've thought of some animals in my brain.
Very good.
So I'm ready to go. Here we go. 3, 2, otter.
Otter, otter, otter.
Polar bear. Peacock.
Peacock.
I've lost all the animals. Goldfish. Not sure. Lizard. Seahorse.
That was shit.
Me or you?
Both.
Excuse me. Those were some interesting animals.
Yeah, but they don't make noises. I feel like
do they?
The underwater ones only can blow out bubbles.
How do they communicate then?
Telepathically, obviously.
Do seahorses make noise? I'm going to Google it. Do seahorses make sea noises? They do make a noise. They click, apparently.
He's like...
That's an otter.
No, it's not. That's a squeaky toy.
They yell. Anyway, so I hope you've learned a thing or two today. Yeah. I certainly have.
Yeah, that we're bad at animal noises.
Yeah. I have never even like thought about what noise they would make.
Yeah, apart from like a dog and a cat.
Yeah. And we're very familiar with the dog because it's going off right now.
Yeah, exactly. Woof, woof.
Anyway, so moving on to something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
We have mentioned once or twice that we do consider ourselves to be quite the party throwers.
Yes.
I think we're quite good at it.
And the party goers.
The party goers and the party throwers.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Put that on a t-shirt. But you know what I think sets us apart from the rest, Abby?
Oh, tell us.
For some people, they'll throw a party, it goes off well, whatever. But what happens when the party goes wrong?
Right.
Maybe someone's passed out in the middle of the yard and 12 people have had to help them get up and escort them to the bathroom. Maybe a couple's had a big fight in the middle of everyone there.
Ooh.
Some drama's gone down and the vibes are low.
Right.
How do you revive a dead party?
Wow.
And I think we're pretty good at it.
Yeah, and we're not talking about the CPR shit over here. We're talking about cranking up the music and letting the crowd know that nothing has happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
CPR stands for cranking party rocking. Nice.
Crazy party returns.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy party revival, perhaps.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So how have we revived parties in the past?
Well, we're not calling out anything. Not that any of those examples have ever happened at our house.
No.
But we can speak from experience. So I would say that one of the main things that you've just got to do, to quote Chris Brown, is turn up the music. Turn up the music. And just play throwbacks.
Yeah. The music is very important in Crazy Party Revival. I also think it really helps lift the spirits if you can get everyone involved in a game. Doesn't matter if there are 100 people at this party. If there are, get them in a big circle and play a massive game of Thunderstruck.
Yes.
The mood will be lifted, I can
assure you. Or something like split into teams and you have to, like, your team versus this team in some kind of game.
Absolutely.
It's a very good distraction.
Lift the morale, yes.
Yeah, especially if it's people who are fighting, split them up, different teams.
Yeah, exactly right, exactly right.
Mm.
Abby was saying, like, the music really matters.
Throwbacks is what I said. So I reckon play stuff from the 90s, from the 2000s, because that gets people up on their feet wanting to sing and dance and not do whatever else has been going on.
Yeah, I agree. It really helps if while these big crazy songs are playing, someone's up on the table getting the party started.
You gotta have a hype man, a designated hype man for these situations.
I agree.
Yeah, so you get the DJ deck going, even if there's no DJ, pretend there's one.
Yeah, and you know what I think really helps? We know exactly who our hype man friends are. So like when things like that happen, we know exactly who to turn to, who's gonna help us.
Yeah.
Who's gonna be on our side to get things back to where they need to be.
Yeah, we've got to rally the troops.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a little bit more serious, but like, don't dwell on the drama, you know? Like, you can't go around to people being like, oh, my God, did you see that person vomit on themselves? That's disgusting. No, we forget about it the second it happens. All we're talking about now is how great this party is.
Exactly.
If you tell people how great the party is, they'll be like, yeah, I'm having fun. This is a great party.
Exactly.
If you walk up to someone and go, hey, how much fun are we having? Then they'll be like, hey, yeah, I am having fun.
Yeah, you speak it into existence.
Exactly
you
right.
You manifest.
Exactly right.
Party, that crazy party revival.
Yeah. Is there anything else? I mean, if it hasn't worked by now, then maybe your party's just dead forever. I'm sorry.
That's not a party, that's a funeral.
Yeah, exactly.
What else have we done? Another one. This is like where timing is crucial.
Okay.
This is when the food comes out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing lifts people's spirits more than a cheeky meat pie, I'll be honest.
No, or seeing the bloody 17-year-old pizza man Domino's walking workout, down with 20 boxes of pizza.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's his the best night of his life.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'm so popular, everyone's running at me.
Yeah, you know? There's one thing that makes people forget about their problems, it's pizza.
It's pizza.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's when the pizza comes out,
yeah,
or whatever you're ordering or whatever you're eating, or that's when the next lot of drinks gets delivered. That's when Jimmy Brings comes.
You stand on the table and you go, I'm getting Jimmy Brings. Who wants something?
Yeah, exactly.
No one's thinking about
who wants to split a case.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly right. Good one.
Yeah,
there you go. Is that about it?
Like, that's the time when you phone a friend. Eminem rocks up.
Yeah.
And he sings live, Lose Yourself.
Yeah. If all else fails, then you just have to call Chris Brown. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You know, speed dial.
Yeah.
Pick him up, you know.
Could always start a conga line. Those go off.
They do go off. Or you could just play the Macarena.
Yeah.
Everyone gets on board.
Everyone our age loves the Macarena.
Everyone loves a nut bush.
The nut bush. Everyone loves the nut bush. And I'm saying this because every time the nut bush comes on, you can audibly hear people go,
ugh. But it's compulsory. You have to dance. It
is. And even if you don't feel like it, like the people that go, oh, you look over and they're tapping their foot.
Yeah, they're tapping their their hips are moving.
Doing a little cheeky shoulder.
A little shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
Yeah.
You know, you could also, this could be the time that you bring out the Uno cards.
Yeah.
You know, time for everyone to sit down.
All 150 of you.
Yeah. Or play snack, maybe.
Yeah.
Or go fish.
Yeah, I like
something
that.
Like that.
Maybe some like improv games, like from drama, you know, like.
Oh, everyone gets in a circle and plays bang.
Yeah. Did you ever play that game about you were sitting at the bus stop and you had to come sit down and you had to like get the other person to want to leave the bus stop?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Or you could play Mafia.
What's Mafia?
Do you not know Mafia?
I don't think so. Maybe just pop on a TV show. Everyone can gather around and watch an episode of Bloody Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just to spice it up, this is where you could do an outfit change.
Yeah, come out dressed head to toe in sequins and everyone will forget about whatever killed the party.
Or you could like cross dress.
Yeah.
So everyone teams up with someone from the opposite sex and you have to swap clothes.
Hey, now that's not a bad
idea.
That's
an actual fun party game.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you could just, this is the time where you play strip poker.
Sure.
I saw this thing on TikTok. They're playing strip pong. And like beer pong. Under the cups, like what we did instead of questions, it was an article of clothing they had to take off.
Wow.
We should play strip pong.
But how does it work if like you get under it? Do you have to like take your underwear off and put your head
They weren't that extreme. It was more like sock, shoe, jacket.
Mm.
Top pants, you know.
That's a good idea. We should play that sometime. Just because you want to see me naked, I don't know.
No, I was thinking we play it at a party.
Oh, I don't think I want everyone to see me naked, if I'm honest.
Well, neither, but you do what you gotta do.
We don't want to make people jealous, Abby.
Or turned on.
Exactly. I can't control what happens when my shirt comes off, okay? I can't. Alrighty, so if your party's still dead after the conga line, then we don't know what to tell you. Maybe party planning just isn't for you, okay?
Mm.
We can't all be
good. Maybe you should attend the parties and not plan them.
Exactly right.
You know, we can't all be Abby and Amy.
Exactly right.
You look so weird when you're... No, not like you look so weird. Like when you were replying that and talking because your lips were moving but your finger wasn't. Okay, so sometimes we do advice.
We do sometimes, and I love it.
Sometimes it's not good advice.
Most of the time it's bad advice.
Most of the time it's the same advice.
Yeah. Have a conversation.
Have a fat chat, and that's fat with a PH.
It is.
So, this dude sent in wanting some advice, and I actually wanted to hear your opinion on it, Ames.
Okay. Yeah, so I have no idea what this is about, by the way.
So I'm going to keep it anonymous. Hey, ladies, need some advice. I have this sneaky link that isn't so much a sneaky link anymore. We kind of have feelings for each other. I don't want anything serious, but she wants something serious. Although I have feelings for her, I still want to mess about without getting attached to someone. What should I do and how should I do it? Thanks.
I hate to say it, but you gotta have the
gotta have a fat chat. No, but this is a bit different. This is a different chat.
Yeah, this is a different kind of chat. I think if she wants something more and you don't, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's not really fair to her to keep it going. Mm-hmm. And even if you have this conversation and say, I don't want anything to happen and I don't think it's fair for this to continue, she probably won't be happy about that. But like in the long run, it's better for her. And I know you probably don't want to break it off either because you're kind of getting feelings. But like it's not really fair on either of them, I don't think.
Mm.
To like here's my stance. Every single person I know who has ever attempted the sneaky link friends with benefit situation has ended up either dating or hating that person.
Ooh, I like that.
That was a rhyme. Put that on a t-shirt. It always ends either with them dating or they hate each other.
Mm.
And like maybe there are people out there who they're still on good terms or whatever. I have personally never seen that happen from this situation. So I just think you're better off having the conversation now before you hate each other's guts. Or maybe you'll come around and decide that you really want her in your life.
Mm.
That's my opinion. What's your opinion?
I agree. Doesn't sound like he's ready for mm-hmm. it, which is fine. And you know what? He's like accepting. I don't know if he's accepting, but he's admitting
mm-hmm.
that he doesn't want it to himself.
And there's nothing wrong with it. Like you're young. Now's the time to be out having fun.
So if you're not ready, you're not ready. You just need to have that chat.
You just got to have the chat.
But, yeah, I think he's more in the headspace of there's three outcomes to the situation. First being if you just have no chat and you just keep it as it is, it'll just be as it is. Like you'll hope that nothing will change. Second being having a chat and you deciding you'll go for it and then committing to her. And then third being having a chat and you don't want to commit to it and so you break it off.
Yeah.
And so.
And that makes sense, but I just don't know how viable that first one is. Like I think.
Oh yeah. I mean like that's an outcome, but that's why he's probably like, I don't know how to have a chat because he knows that there's only two outcomes from that chat and there's a third outcome if he doesn't have the chat.
Yes. But I think even if they don't have the chat, it's just going to simmer and simmer and simmer until it's too far gone, like until either you hate each other or, you know, like I think the longer you leave it, the worse the outcome is going to be or like the more severe, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. But if it's at the risk of hurting someone
yes.
you love, then.
Or like.
Yeah. Don't stress them out. Not like in love, but that you have love for, then, you know, you might want to have a bit of a think because it's not just you in the situation that might get hurt.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Lovely. That's all we've got. I hope that that's okay.
I hope that was good. I don't even know what we said. All I'm thinking about is those animal noises, if I'm being honest.
My head's
I can just hear you going. It's like multiple sheep. Okay.
If that wasn't okay, message us and maybe we'll think of better things when we're a bit more sane. I don't know what's going on today. There's something in the air. I don't have a brain.
It's weird.
I feel really off.
Yeah. I feel scattered.
Yes. I don't know how to fix that. So I guess we'll just soldier on.
Yeah, we'll just keep pushing on. Okay.
Sticky dates minus the pudding. Nice.
I'm not even going to intro this segment. If you don't know what it is, you'll soon figure it out. So, this first one. One time I met a guy at a friend's... Okay, I'm going to start again. One time I met a guy at a friend's party. And within 3 days of meeting him, he invites me and my other friend to his birthday party. We decide to go and end up getting super drunk. Keeping in mind, we literally just met this guy. Less than a week later, he messages me and asks me on a date. To which I'm like, yeah, okay, what have I got to lose? Like the attitude. So we end up going on two dates. And when I got home from the second date, I politely message just to say thanks for the night, etc. To which he responds with, sorry, I don't see you as a potential future partner. Kind of blunt, but I figured no great loss really. almost 6 months later, and I think we're on good terms, and I go out with the group for my birthday. He makes out with one of my best friends, and upon speaking with his best friend, I learned that he's been calling me a psycho to all of our mutual friends. Safe to say I was wrong about being on good terms, LMAO. And then she goes, to make things even better, he started his own podcast.
Bull crap. Do we know what it is?
And subtly throws shade at her weekly.
Did you say what the podcast is called? You don't have to say it on this, but oh, I'm so excited to go look at that later. Wait, have we heard of it before?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to look it up while you're talking. Yeah.
Where did the psycho thing come from?
I don't know.
My favorite part is, I'm sorry, I don't see you as a future partner. Okay. Bloody hell.
You can. It's been 2 days. Yeah. You just ghost her. No, you don't. Well, but like, you know what I mean? Just don't reply. Yeah.
I mean, he had the decency to message her, but it's just very blunt. Like, there's no...
And it would have been after she was like, thanks for a great time. And he's like, no.
There's no like, you're a lovely girl. I had a really nice time, but I just don't see this girl. I'm sorry. I don't see you as a future partner.
That's funny.
Oh, well, what can you do?
It doesn't even come up.
He's not the one, girlfriend. Oh, really?
This one's short and not sweet.
Okay.
No hey, no nothing.
Uh-huh.
Straight to the point. It goes, don't know if it counts, but I had a girl have like 3 panic attacks on me on our first date.
Oh no. That is a sticky date.
Yeah.
That is.
I said, what did you do? Take her skydiving or something?
Did he reply? That's unfortunate.
Mm.
She's clearly going through some stuff.
Yeah. Well, he said that there was no second date.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, he said there was no sex. I was like, well, I hope not.
Oh, God. Okay. This one hits a home run.
All right.
Yeah. This is the main event.
Lay it on me.
Of today's sticky dates. Sorry if you were the other two, but can't compare to this one. When you listen to it, you'll probably agree. All right. Anonymous. Hey, guys. I have the funniest story. It literally just happened 2 hours ago, so very recent.
Fresh.
Fresh. Fresh wound.
Fresh wound.
Ready? She goes, I was with my benefits buddy and we were driving to go get food and we got rear-ended. Okay.
I'm sorry to hear.
Anyway, and I went on a date with the guy that crashed into us 3 days prior. And... his pregnant wife got out of the car as well. I had no idea. I do not condone cheating. And so I called him out for it in front of everyone. And I feel bad at the same time, but definitely don't. But now we're both missing out on our pudding.
Oh. Okay, there's a lot to unpack.
So wrap your head around it. Wrap your head around it.
There's a lot going on. Okay, one, terrible situation to find out that you're... husband or whatever and baby daddy is cheating after you've just had a car accident. But she needed to know, like, that's the worst.
No, imagine getting rear-ended. So first of all, that's just shit. And then getting out being angry.
Well, they've run up the back of her, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so getting out and being like, what the fuck have you just done to my car? And then that's a dude you've just been on a date with.
Yeah.
And then his pregnant wife gets out of the car.
Oh dear. That's okay. But then, so I suppose they're friends with benefits, so like, it doesn't, maybe he didn't mind, but like, what did he have to say about it, the guy she was in the car with?
I don't know,
she didn't mention.
No,
that is full on. And then, like, were there I have so many questions. Were there plans for another date? Like, oh, that's terrible. I feel so bad. She's pregnant.
I know.
And they've just been in a car accident. One, stress for the baby.
Yeah.
Double stress for the baby. Baby's daddy has been on other dates. That's awful.
That's bad, isn't it? And then the sneaky link that she's with is probably like, oh, what?
That's like movie stuff. Like,
I said that to her. I said that's like a movie, but like a bad movie.
Yeah. No, it's like an episode of Bloody Home and Away. That is. That's a lot to comprehend. But definitely the winner today. So
she takes the pudding.
Even though you've been through a terrible situation, you did win sticky dates today. So
that's all that matters.
Yeah, really, you're still a winner. If you have any sticky dates to send in, you know how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, let me quickly remind you, Instagram DMs is the way to our heart.
Yeah, some of you have sent it in TikTok DMs.
Oh.
And I didn't even know that because you can get message requests.
Mm.
And I didn't even know how to access the message requests until like 2 days ago. And I've seen that there is many message requests. So please DM them to us on Instagram.
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't know what TikTok DMs requests. Yeah. I don't know how to then access that again.
Okay.
Because that was just a one-time thing.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So Instagram, @the_AA_meeting.
Yeah.
DM them to us on there is the best way to get a shot on the show.
Yeah.
Shit we don't understand?
Shit we don't understand!
Hey, if any of you are really talented, music producing or something and want to do our bloody... segment intros, because I don't know how much more singing I can take from myself, not from you. I'm not talking shit.
Yeah,
I'm just
rack off. I'm the songbird of our generation.
Oh, okay,
where's that from?
I'm the songbird of our.
I've been called the songbird of our generation.
It's Step Brothers. Right? Yeah. Okay. Today I'm guessing taste buds. How do taste buds know that something is yummy or yucky? Now, here's the thingamajig.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're going to say. Say it, girl.
I remember learning about this when I was really young.
Oh,
I remember it was on like play school or something. And I remember thinking it was really weird because, or maybe it was like backyard science or something. That makes more sense. Anyway, and I remember something about different parts of the tongue registering different kinds of flavors. So that's where I'm kickstarting my guesses today. But I don't know for sure, like, how it all works. Okay, so my first guess is that each little taste bud is kind of like a nerve ending. And so when whatever the flavor is hits that, they have like some kind of chemical reaction or like some kind of reaction with your brain that registers good and bad. So my guess is that food hits tongue, tongue reacts with food, brain goes yum.
Keep going with that.
Which part specifically?
You're like, I'm done.
That's kind of what I got.
Microphone drop, did you not get that? No, so like that's the skeleton of it.
Okay.
Now we need the blood and the guts of it.
As in,
so there's more details that you're missing.
And the food to tongue connection details or the tongue to brain connection details?
Every bit.
Okay.
Not every bit, but both of them.
I remember on Backyard Science them saying that things that are more sour react better with like the back of your tongue and things like that. So I think, okay, maybe each section of taste buds is responsible for a different flavor. Like, I think the outside is sweet or something and the front is savory and the back is sour. It's something like that. And so, no, but then everything would just taste the same.
So don't think of separating the tongue. Think of, like, what's the taste buds?
Okay.
Like, what are they or what's on them or what do they do to then get it, get the food, get the flavor, you know?
Yeah. I think one little taste bud is... What was the nerve ending part? No, because it would hurt.
It's not a nerve ending, but it's like it's got the similar process.
It's some kind of receptor. Is that correct so far?
Just more simple.
Oh.
What's on what's a taste bud or what's on the taste bud?
There's something on the taste bud.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. okay, I'm going to pretend there's something on the taste bud for my guess because I don't know. Maybe there's like a... Let me feel them.
Ew.
I didn't help with anything. I just have a
wet slobbery finger. Tongue.
Your finger. Okay, maybe there's like little, not hairs, but like little, some kind of little spiky things on them.
Spiky?
like little tiny bits of tissue or like
backpedal a little.
It was hairs. It's not hairs. It's like
Is it?
I'm asking.
Me too.
Is it like peach fuzz on your tongue? That's what I'm picturing.
Is it?
Okay, I'll keep going with that. So there's like some kind of peach fuzz thing on your tongue, and then oh, rats. And then that.
Now go with that to your next part.
Yeah, that gets maybe it's kind of like, maybe flavor is on a, what's this called? Like a scale. You know how there's like the pH scale?
Okay, yeah.
So I'm thinking like depending on, like maybe, I don't know if pH is even relevant, but like maybe sour things have like a really high whatever it is, and like sweet things have like middle, and savory is low. And so then depending on how intense whatever this is, it gives your the little peach fuzz a shock. And how strong the shock is sends to your brain what it tastes like.
Okay, you've just gone a little bit more complex than what I've got here.
But am I close?
Yeah, it's the hair thing.
There's hair on your tongue, is there really?
So, yeah, there's like, everyone differs, but there's generally on average like 10,000 taste buds in here, in my gob. And there's little hairs on each one.
Wow.
And those tiny hairs like send messages to your brain about how something tastes, about how if it tastes sweet, sour, bitter, what's the other one? Salty. And those, your taste buds are replaced every 2 weeks, like they're shed and stuff.
Really?
So yeah, you know when you eat like pineapple and stuff and the-
And it burns them off?
It burns them off. Yeah. So you like shed taste bugs.
Is that why? Like kids are really fussy with food, and then as you get older, you like
you're,
things
you
more.
You have acquired taste. Yeah,
right, because you've got new taste buds.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I'm not sure how, you delved in a bit more than I know about the how the hairs talk to the brain. But in my, it just makes sense to me that the hairs talk to the brain. Yeah. So it'd I don't really need to know the how.
Yeah.
Cool. But that was a good guess on the... The balance thing.
Thanks. I'm proud of myself for that. I can't believe that new taste buds thing, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I've never thought about like why taste buds mature. They don't mature.
I thought it was just because you eat more.
Yeah.
Like in your lifetime, you've eaten more. So your body's like, I've had this before.
Because when I was younger, I hated tomato. And now I'd bloody eat it like an apple if I could.
True.
Crazy.
Isn't it?
Well, there you go.
The body is a wonderful and mysterious thing.
It really is crazy, isn't it? Anyway.
Can't believe it.
Question of the podcast?
Yeah.
What's the question today, Abby?
Today, the question is, this is sent in by Jude.
Hi, Jude.
Hey, Judy.
A big friend of the show.
Yeah. Okay, so Jude sent this in, and it's a great question, and we just had no choice but to use it.
Absolutely.
So there's an apocalypse. Whatever apocalypse you like,
The world is ending.
Yourself. Basically, you get given the ox. You have one song to play for the world to end to. What is it?
You know? Well, I think we should set some parameters. I'm thinking the apocalypse maybe should be a massive asteroid that's about to collide with Earth so we can see it coming. So we know exactly when...
The bang.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
And also I was thinking, have you seen the movie Inception?
Yes, I have.
You know how when they wake up from the dream, they play the music on the person who's in the dream so that when they're in that dream, they're like, oh, okay, I have this much time left. And the music's like overwhelming.
And
kind
they
of
know
like
dream,
that's
yeah.
what I that's what I envision the song to be. Like it's not like I've just got a massive bass boosting system.
It's like the whole world.
It's like the whole world. And it's like coming from the sky, the music.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh God, the power with really old.
Okay, this is a big question. It really is. Like, it's pretty heavy because
you can go one of two ways.
Yeah, I don't think it should be depressing. I think it has to be like a maybe like a High School Musical, we're all in this together. Kind of, like, you know what I mean? And we can all do the dance as the red comes down. You know?
True. Mm. Zac Efron could lead it.
He could.
Yeah.
He'd nail it.
Yeah, he would.
Do you have any ideas? Maybe it'll help.
Well, I don't know. Let's do it. Let's do a sad and a...
Okay.
And then, like, let's do a ballad and an up-tempo, okay. I reckon. Because I feel like some people will just want to relax into it,
yeah,
rather than rage into it.
Okay. So what would be your relax into it?
My relax into it.
Maybe like a... I'm sorry to just like...
No, you're right. You go.
Maybe like a... Idea. We're all laying there. The asteroid's coming and it's like a... Here comes the sun.
Oh, why is that kind of depressing? But like,
well,
so...
You said you want to say
like serenity.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like... The end is near, my friends. Gather round. Let's sing Kumbaya, you know?
I think that I would choose The Circle of Life.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, because it's like a reminder. Hey, guys, no stress. This is just the circle of life. We were all going to die
anyway.
This
shit happens. Yeah. You know? Yeah, shit happens.
Shit happens, guys.
Put that on a t-shirt. We'll be handing out merch. Shit happens. It's the circle of life.
Okay, what's another, like, up-tempo?
Yeah, let's do, like, an upbeat one. You know what I think would be really cool? For when the explosion happens. Panic at the Disco, gospel.
You suggest that every time we have a...
No, I don't!
...an ox question of the podcast.
My gospel?
Yeah, for the God on the Ox, you did gospel. But that's all right. Yeah, okay. Good one.
If you love me, let me.
Yeah, good one.
Something like that.
I was also thinking, the asteroid's coming, just for a bit of irony. End of the world as we know it.
Everyone would be like running around screaming, things are on fire. That would be terrible.
But kind of funny, you know, because we're like, true, it is the end of the world as we know it.
True. What about Billie Eilish's new song? Happier Than Ever, because it's a mix of both. It's like the sad in the beginning and then the end is like
angsty. I don't want to be angry when I die. I want to go in peace or in party mode, one of the two.
Okay, well, whatever, let's do the party mode then. Okay. Nelly Furtado.
Man eater.
I was thinking promiscuous, because you'd be like, ooh, promiscuous girl.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
Oh, we could play the Bees, get on the bees.
So yeah, that's a good one.
We could do that one.
Yeah, maybe. And we can all just...
maybe we could play Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran, and Gladie could be on the mic.
She can take the lead. Hey, there's an idea. There's an idea.
Thinking Out Loud.
That's a good one. A bit of LMFAO, like either Sexy and I Know It or like...
Like Party Rock Anthem.
What is it? Party Rockin'. Yeah. And the beat
drop. Every day I'm shuffling, and everyone does that shuffling combo.
Yeah. And then we all die.
Yeah.
Except the only issue with that is that that song is stuck in your head now that you're dead for the rest of eternity.
Maybe we could just do like In the Jungle.
Yeah, everyone can sing it.
Yeah, I'm really liking this Animal Kingdom vibe. Yeah. Like Circle of Life medley with In the Jungle.
Yeah. Medley.
Yeah.
And Gladys sings the whole thing.
Oh, we're more way. Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. All right. I think I like that.
Yeah.
A medley.
Yeah.
You know what? We're going to be like, okay, thanks. Bye, guys. I'll turn off the thing. We'll turn off the camera. We'll go, oh.
We'll say 20 more.
Anyway, but that's fine. Anything else to add today?
I don't think so. Apologies.
It's been a bit chaotic. You're welcome for the fabulous episode today, guys.
Exactly.
We're grateful to be here. And please go like and subscribe to everything and comment on things and send in your sticky dates to Instagram, not TikTok.
Yep. And look alive and look hot and look left and right before you cross the road.
Exactly. And don't eat the yellow snow.
Exactly.
Anyway, so.
I reckon that's it.
What's the sign off? I forget every week.
Bye, besties, and stay sexy.
Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.